I love Sundays, Master.
Yeah.
Is it your favorite day of the week?
Uh-huh.
You do not have to work.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you like to do?
Read my paper.
I know a wonderful game. Why do we not play hub-a-toe?
Hub-a-toe?
Mm-hmm. It is a lovely game. You have a little white ball and two small paddles and a table with a net spread across. And the object of the game is to hit the ball.
That's called ping pong.
Oh, it is called hub-a-toe.
No, ping pong.
Hub-a-toe.
No, really, ping pong.
Hub-a-toe.
Well, I can't play hub-a-toe because I don't have a hub-a-toe table.
There.
Oh. I still can't play. I don't have a hub-a-toe paddle. All right. But I warn you, in high school, I was the hub-a-toe champion.
We shall see.
Yeah. You're pretty good, you know that? What are you doing?
Who's winning?
Hello.
I'd be fascinated to know how you do that, Major.
Oh, it's a new theory I'm working on. Reactive aerodynamics.
I knew it.
You did?
We must apologize for intruding on your Sunday like this, but we were just passing
we
by.
We were nowhere near the place. Oh, no, it's all my fault, Major. I made Alfred drop by. I've been dying to see your house.
Oh, you have?
Yes, a bachelor living all alone. Can't wait to see what you've done with it.
Oh, it's just an ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill house.
You could call this house a lot of things, Major, but I don't think you could call it that.
Mrs. Bellows, I just...
I'm sorry, but when Amanda makes up her mind...
Yes,
it's charming. Utterly charming.
Oh, I'm glad you like
it. It looks so lived in.
Yes.
You know, the way Alfred described it, I expected to see more of a haunted house. And you'd live here all alone.
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to have to find a nice young girl for you.
What happened?
Oh, it's the wind. When the kitchen door is open, it whips around.
What a heaven kitchen.
Yes.
We're just going to have to get you married.
Major, there's no wind.
Cat, sir.
You don't have a cat.
The neighbor's cat. It's awfully hard to keep out of here. She keeps walking in bed all the time.
Oh, I must say, Major, you have excellent taste. Oh,
thank you.
You're going to make someone a marvelous husband. Alfred, look! It's exactly what I've been looking for the living room. You know, that little place over in the... Oh, wherever did you find it?
I picked it up on a deserted island in the Pacific. It's just a little piece of bad luck. So.
I must have it.
I really couldn't let it go, Mrs. Bellows. I'm sorry.
Well, look at it this way. You're a major and my husband is a colonel. Well, I understand, Major.
Oh, thank you.
But we can have it copied. Yes, Salvatore and Sons can make an exact duplicate of this.
That's an excellent idea.
Now, don't you worry. Don't you worry about your bottle, Major. I'll bring it in first thing in the morning. It will take them no time at all to make a coffee.
I really don't think it's a terribly good idea. Why don't you let me give you a lamp? Or the couch. It's a brand new couch.
No.
Major, when Amanda makes up her mind, there's no telling exactly what...
Oh.
Your neighbor about their cat. You're not going to have any bric-a-brac left.
Goodbye, goodbye, Major. Thank you so very much. Don't you worry about this.
I really
I'll
wouldn't.
Bring it back first.
If I could just talk to you. Just
goodbye, Major. Enjoy your day.
You let that woman take my bottle.
Well, what could I do? You saw her. There was nothing I could do about
it. She's through having a copy made of it. She's going to find you a wife.
Who could afford a wife? I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to pay for the stuff you broke. This is a disaster.
What am I going to do without my bottle?
I don't know, Jeannie. Blink up another one.
I do not want to blink up another one. I want my bottle back.
Well, you heard what she said. She's going to have a copy made. It's going to be ready in a couple of days.
And where will I sleep in the meantime?
Well, I don't know. Look. Nice drawer. You'd be comfortable in there.
I do not want to sleep in a drawer.
Well, here, look.
I think I will take your bedroom.
But mine? Well, where would I stay?
In the drawer, Master.
Jeannie!
There. You will be nice and comfortable.
Wait a minute. You expect me to sleep in here?
Yes, Master. And in the morning, I'm sure you will have thought of a way to get my bottle back.
Now, wait 1 minute, young lady. If you think you're going to get away with this... Hey, now what? Jeannie!
Ah! Good morning, Master. Did you sleep well?
It's the most comfortable drawer I ever slept in. Let me out of here, please.
Did you figure out a way to get my bottle back?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to call Salvatore and Sons and tell them to have the duplicate bottle finished by tonight. And then on my way home from work, I'll pick it up.
Oh, what time are you going to pick it up?
About 7 o'clock.
Oh, I cannot wait. Oh, Master, I will go down there and get into the bottle and wait for you, and you can pick both of us up at the same time.
No, I don't think that's a terribly good idea, Jeannie.
Please.
No, I'm afraid.
Please.
No, really.
Please.
All right, it's against my better judgment, but be careful.
Oh, yes, Master.
Okay. I'm going to go get dressed. Would you fix...
Look at that. No one can tell one from the other. Oh, here. Just a little bit here.
Papa. Oh. I appreciate you coming along, Roger. Should take only a couple of minutes.
How do you get yourself in these things anyway?
Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm Anthony Nelson. I believe you have a bottle here for me.
Oh, yes. I just finished the duplicate for Mrs. Bellum.
That's it,
yes. You want to see it?
No, I'm in kind of a hurry.
Yeah, a friend of ours is waiting for us to pick her up.
Oh. Then I'll bring here your bottle, huh? Gino!
Yes, Papa.
You bring here the original bottle for Mr. Nelson.
Yes, Papa.
Right?
Thank you.
You know, it takes a little time, but sometimes it's so perfect.
Yes.
I'm proud of myself.
Good.
Here you are. Here it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm just going to deliver Mrs. Bellow's bottle.
Oh, good. Well, tell her I hope she enjoys it. Good night, and thanks again.
Good night.
No, you've got the wrong bottle. Oh, Master, no.
Boy, I bet Jeannie can't wait to get out of that box.
Yeah.
There we are. Come on out, Jeannie.
Well, I guess she likes it so much she doesn't want to leave it.
Come on, Jeannie. Come on out. Jeannie?
Say, you don't think that we could have gotten the wrong bottle, do you?
Of course. Of course it's the wrong bottle. There's not even any furniture in there. Do you know what this means? Dr. Bellows has the bottle and Jeannie's inside of it.
I have an uncle in the insurance business. Maybe he could get jobs for both of us.
Huh?
Amanda, we're going to be late. It's very neurotic of you.
I'm coming. You know, you're very compulsive about being prompt. That isn't healthy.
Amanda.
Oh, who knows? Dr. Bellows.
Hello, Dr. Bellows.
This is Major Nelson. How are you this evening, sir?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you, Major. What can I do for you?
I went over to Salvatore's and picked up my bottle, and I must
have gotten the wrong one. I think you still have the original.
Oh? Well, as a matter of fact, it was just delivered. We haven't even unwrapped it yet.
Oh, good. I'll be right over to pick it up, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Major, but we're just on our way out to a dinner party.
Well, I could be there in 10 minutes.
Well, there won't be anyone here, Major.
But, sir, I've got to have that bottle tonight.
Well, look, does it matter whether it's tonight or tomorrow? It's just a bottle, isn't it?
Oh, well, yes. Yeah.
Then I'll see that you get it tomorrow. Now, is there anything else?
No, I can't think of anything, sir.
Then good night, Major.
Good night.
I forgot to tell you, darling, Mr. Salvatore just delivered the bottle.
I can't wait to see what it's like.
You can wait until tomorrow. We're late.
Oh, darling, you know the Major was awfully anxious about his bottle. I know. I bet it's like a blanket to him. You know, it gives him a sense of security.
Amanda, leave the psychoanalyzing to me. We're late.
He's so upset about it. He said he'd give you the bottle back in the morning.
Yeah, when they get back from their dinner party, what's the first thing Mrs. Bellows is going to do?
Take off her girdle.
Roger, she's going to open the bottle. And guess who's going to come out?
Well, I have another uncle in the real estate business.
Yeah. Right way.
I thought you said it was in Dr. Bellows' house.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what are we going to do? How are we going to get it?
We're going to break in.
Oh, no, we're not. No. Give me that. I'm not going to break in. I'm not going to break in. You can't get a flashlight. No, I remember. I know every time.
Roger, where are you?
Right here. Can I make a suggestion?
What?
Let's go home. I've never burgled a house before, and it makes me nervous.
Just exchanging bottles.
Yeah, and if Dr. Bellows catches us, he's going to exchange us.
He can't. He's out for the evening.
I wish we were.
Shh.
What are you doing, Flynn? Wait. What are you going to do? How are you going to get in there anyway?
A strip of celluloid.
Oh, good.
It'll trip the lock.
Oh, yeah. Crip the lock.
Shh.
Let's go. Wait.
You check the windows on that side of the house. Now check the windows.
Okay, I'll check the windows on this side. You check the windows on this side. Check.
No, it's locked.
Oh, good. Let's go.
Look, there's an open window up there.
Oh, great. You're 25 feet tall.
You just walk right through it.
Oh, best idea you ever had. My car's down the street. Oh, wait a minute. You're not going to climb up there. Oh, don't. Watch out. Oh, be careful. Watch it. Oh.
Tony, what are you doing? Oh, if Dr. Bellows catches us on his lawn, he's...
Roger. Dr. Bellows is out for the evening. You stand by the front door, and I'll let you in. Okay, come on in. Roger.
work.
Come on. Oh, wait a minute. I just figured out we could get 10 years for this. Yeah, you take that side of the house, and I'll take this side.
And the court martial.
Huh? Oh, go for it.
I hate leaving a party early.
I'm sorry, darling. Can't help it if I've got a splitting headache.
I didn't say you could help it. I merely said it was psychosomatic.
I think I married a butcher.
Oh.
Alfred. Alfred, there's someone in the house. We're being burglarized. Go call the police.
While I go call the police, they could escape.
What are you
going
to do?
I'm going in there.
Darling, you can't. You could get yourself killed.
I can take care of myself, my dear.
Alfred, I didn't mean what I said about the butcher.
No guilty feelings, please.
Alfred! Where are you coming from?
I have a gun in the garage. Come with me.
Not in the study. Hey, look, why don't we turn on some lights so we can see what we're doing, huh?
We don't want anybody to know we're in here, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Come on.
Yeah, I once saw a movie where an innocent guy helped his friend break into a house to steal some letters.
Yeah, what happened?
They were both machine gunned to death.
No, wait a minute. Come on, wait.
There it is. Oh, great. Well, let's get her and get out of here.
Ginny.
I'm in here, Master!
Good.
What'd you do?
I just knocked over the Chinese checkers.
Well, pick them up! Are you kidding? Who wants to be needed at a time like this? You want Dr. Bellows to know somebody's been in this house?
That's what I said. Let's pick them up.
I'm going to take them by surprise. Hide somewhere until it's all over.
All right, darling, good luck. And remember, Alfred, shoot first and ask questions afterwards. Hide.
Lost some of my marbles.
Put your hands up and stay right where you are.
Major Healy, what are you doing here?
Oh, ask Major Nelson. He knows what we're doing here.
Major Nelson, what are you doing? Would you mind explaining to me what...
He's asleep.
Asleep?
Oh, sir, he can't be asleep. That's impossible. He just...
No? Oh, asleep. Yes, sir, he's asleep.
He's sleepwalking.
Yeah, well, you see, Tony sleepwalked here. That's...
And you came along to see that nothing would happen to him.
Well, that's the least I can do for my best friend.
Not so loud. You wake him up. Must stop him. Here. Give me a hand with him, will you? We must walk up the bottom of the couch.
Yeah, easy.
Oh, he's very heavy.
Yes, sir.
No way. Oh, he's a heavy sleepwalker.
Humphrey, you all right?
Yes.
Major Healy, Major Nelson, what are they doing here?
Major Nelson is sleepwalking. He's been sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking in our house? Why?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You see, when he was a little boy, he used to walk...
Well, it's really quite obvious. You see, Major Nelson came here because he wanted his bottle.
Yeah, well, I knew you'd find out sooner or later, sir. You see,
and, our problem is that it was preying on his mind. Preying on his subconscious. Why, it's the old classic case. You know, I bet I can tell you exactly what happened.
I wish you would.
Well, after Major Nelson phoned me, he went to sleep. But he couldn't sleep because the bottle was on his mind. The compulsion to get it back was so strong that he got up,
and then either phoned you or went to your house?
Either way.
And then you came here with her.
Marvelous. Oh, darling, however did you figure all that out?
My dear, I'm a psychiatrist. Amanda. But what I must learn is why this bottle means so much to Major Nelson.
Well, sir, as I was saying, see, we had two bottles. And we...
The truth, Major Healy.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, we had the two bottles. We tried to give it to an aunt.
Yes, is Nelson here?
Oh, darling, he's waking up.
Now, there's nothing to be alarmed about, Major Nelson. What? Nothing to be alarmed about. You're in my house.
In your house, Dr. Bellows?
I knew he'd be surprised.
Have I been in some accident or something? What?
Almost.
You've been walking in your sleep.
I've never done that before, sir.
No, 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 believe me. Believe me, there's nothing to worry about. Now, as you were saying, Major Healy.
I was saying we had these two bottles.
Do you have any water, please?
Water, oh, of course.
Maybe something for a headache.
Yes. Oh, well, of course. Now, you stay right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just won the Academy Award.
Here we are, Major Nelson.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's more than kind of you.
For a little water?
Easy. Mm-hmm. Easy. I'll take that, Amanda.
You're too kind, Mrs. Bellows. Oh,
why? It's a very lucky thing we arrived. We did.
Oh, yeah, we're lucky.
How's your headache?
I think it's getting better. Oh, I ought to be leaving now. I'm terribly sorry. Well,
you brought the copy to exchange for your bottle.
Yes.
Well, then let's exchange it.
Oh, well, we don't have to tonight, sir.
Well, of course tonight. Otherwise, you'll be walking in your sleep again, and the next time you might get shot. Now, there you are, Major. Your problems are all over. Oh. You better get to bed now. You've been through a lot.
Oh, well, I think we've all been through a lot. I'll take this.
No, Major.
Sir, I really don't mind keeping it for the evening.
It's all settled.
Alfred, you know, I am sorry I started this whole thing. Major, I should have taken the couch.
The couch? Oh, yes.
The flowers are theirs.
Oh, sorry.
Now, Major, everything's all settled.
Sir, I don't
all
mind
you have to
I'm
do
terribly
is
sorry.
Relax, and then you get a good night's rest.
Wouldn't you like that?
A good night's rest, Major. Good night.
Is he always like that?
Oh, no. This is one of his good days.
Roger, do me a favor, will you? Tomorrow morning, I want you to call your uncle on the real estate agency business. Ask if he's got any openings.
What are you so worried about, anyway?
What am I worried? Give me that.
Careful.
Be careful. You have any idea what's going on at Dr. Bellows' house right now?
No, what?
Mrs. Bellows is opening that package. And right about now, she's opening the bottle. You know what's coming out of the bottle? Smoke. And do you know what that smoke is turning into? Genie. That's what it's going to turn into. Genie!
Master!
Hey, how did you get here?
I do not know.
Well, the old mastermind decided we needed a miracle, so when you were talking to Dr. Bellows, I switched the bottles.
Oh, Major Healy, thank you.
Hey. Oh, my own bottle. Oh, and my own genie.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh. You know better than give Roger his own bottle, much less his own genie.
Open it.
Oh, boy.
It's champagne.
Oh, thank you.
Mm.
Well, at least we got genie back. I guess we might as well drink to it.
Is that ready champagne?
Sure is.